Follow Elizabeth on Twitter right now. Keyword Food Nation Radio. And visit ElizabethDougherty.com for restaurant reviews, recipes, her blog, and a whole lot more.
Stand in the place where you live. Think about direction, wonder why you have it now.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hey, everybody, we're back. You're listening to Food Nation Radio Network. I'm Elizabeth Dougherty. We have Michelle Raywinkle Vasilinda on the phone. She's representative in the state of Florida. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, the reason we wanted to have you on the show is you introduced a bill that we are so excited about, and we hope you'll tell our listeners more about it. The bill to label GMOs in our state, genetically modified food.
This bill was brought to me by some very dedicated and very persevering constituents. I've never been lobbied so hard by a citizen group to bring this bill forward. Mm-hmm. And usually my orbit is energy. That's what I usually work in, and also some tax revision law. Mm-hmm. So this is a little bit outside my ken, but these folks were persistent. They had good faith reasons for doing this.
Yep.
I had heard about the issue, and the thing that struck me is there was such a diverse group. I thought that there had to be something to this, and so I decided to file the bill.
It really crosses all parameters on all sides of, you know, the political spectrum, and that's what we found in covering this for the past couple of years, is that over 90% of Americans are in favor of labeling GMOs, but there seems to be so much money behind it. In opposition, for instance, in California, that it was defeated, Proposition 37. So can you give us sort of a timeline of how this is going to be introduced and how it's going to work?
What happens is, first of all, you've got to get a legislator to file the bill when you're interested in something. And so we went through the bill drafting process.
Uh-huh.
I had some questions of the folks that were asking me to file the bill. And actually, to even go back a step, you know, when they asked me to file the bill, I wasn't sure I was going to have room for it because Florida House members in the Florida House of Representatives, there's a rule that House members only get six bill slots, six regular bills. You can have as many repealer bills as you want, bills that repeal statutes, but only six bills putting law potentially into action. And so I didn't know that I was going to have a spot for it, and I asked some of my other colleagues, and no one really had a spot for it, so I made a spot for this bill.
You thought it was important enough to do that?
Absolutely. And so I pushed another bill off into an amendment. I got one of my other colleagues to take one of my bills as an amendment, I hope. So once it goes through bill drafting, then it gets filed. Now that it's filed, it then gets referred to committees. There are certain committees that it will have to go through in order to then eventually, if it's going to come to the House floor for discussion by the whole House of Representatives, it has to go through committees. Now, it's been referred to committees, but it has not been agendaed. That's another step in the process. And what that is that either the Speaker of the House or the chair of the committees that it has been referred to will then say, okay, I want it on a particular meeting day agenda for it to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some bills that are filed are never heard in a session. And so that could be the case with this bill. If there's enough money and power to push it off so that it doesn't get heard, we could have, you know, that disappointing event at the end of session. So the work of the people is not over yet.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking with Representative Michelle Raywinkle Vasilinda, representative in the state of Florida legislature. People really do need to contact their representatives and say that they want this bill to be on the agenda. And also, I'd like to point out that Florida is an agricultural state, and because we are so big in agriculture, our biggest competition really is California. If this bill were to pass, we would have a leg up as far as giving people the right to know compared to what's happened in California, which was very unfortunate.
I think once that my colleagues really are aware of the great diversity of people that are behind this bill and want their food to be labeled appropriately so that they know what they're ingesting and putting in their bodies and their children,
mm-hmm.
I think that my fellow legislators will be educated and will be excited about this bill. You know, I had everybody from elders to, you know, young mothers with young children to, you know, students. I mean, it was all across the board of people who wanted this bill. And I think that's the exciting part. If we can have this groundswell of grassroots, it's not only good for what we eat and the knowledge of what we eat, but it's also good for the democratic process, frankly.
Yes.
I think anytime you've got a grassroots movement, you're strengthening the democratic process.
What kind of opposition do you expect, if any?
I expect opposition from the same groups that opposed in California. You know, those groups are national corporations, international corporations that have plenty of money to go across state lines. And we have a Monsanto presence in Florida in the panhandle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those groups also recognize that once you get a toehold, from their perspective, that once GMO labeling gets a toehold in a large and important swing state like Florida, mm-hmm. that they are probably concerned. So I expect the same kind of backlash and pushback that happened in California here now, except for this. Let me say this. California's process is different. So it got on the ballot, but we've got to make sure that, I mean, once again, I don't mean to stress this too much, but we've got to make sure that this bill gets agended.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it gets agended in the committee, then if we can pack the committee room with folks and make sure there's petitions and making the grassroots voice very strong, I think that's the key to this.
Well, we will certainly call for action among the citizens of the state of Florida, and I encourage everyone to contact their local representatives to see if we can get this on the agenda, and Food Nation Radio Network will certainly be there if that's the case. If it gets on the agenda, we will be in Tallahassee.
Well, that's great to hear, because I think that's the kind of strength and grassroots voice that we need to hear up here on a number of issues, and this is so important and fundamental. It's what people eat, and it's important that they know what they're ingesting. And if people want to get a hold of their legislators, they can go to the Florida House of Representatives website,
mm-hmm.
and they can follow the bill and follow the committee meetings and also see who their legislators are.
What do you think the governor will do with this if it's approved and sent to him?
You know, that's a prognostication that I'm not quite sure that, you know, that mm-hmm. I could make right this very minute. But, you know, depending on if we get, you know, step one, step two, and so on, he's got an election coming up in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to be sensitive to issues that cut across lines. This doesn't have an expense to government, and he's very sensitive about that. So that is in our favor. The fact that he's got one grandchild who's under the age of one, I think, or one or two, mm-hmm. and he's got two more on the way. I mean, he may be very sensitive to the kinds of issues of what his grandchildren are going to be eating. And I don't know, but his daughters, he's got two lovely daughters, they actually may be sensitive to this issue, too. I don't know.
Well, like we said, it does cross party lines, so it'll be interesting to see. But I can tell you that, you know, from talking to some of these same people that probably you've been talking to in the grassroots movement, that they will be all over it if he's not in support.
And you know what? And this is the kind of thing that you can, you know, a governor can, in re-election time, can find wind underneath his sails if
sure.
if he would sign the bill, and if he would actually encourage his Republican colleagues to take a look at the bill. Now, on the other end of this, just to be very realistic,
mm-hmm.
the money that is going to be offered to his campaign via some of these companies that are extremely
lobbies.
They're very much against this bill. I think that is a realism that we need to take into account. But you want to know what? Money, all, whatever it is, really translates to votes for somebody who wants to get in office. And truly, it is the person who is voting and who is impacted by an issue enough that they want to get out and vote and work for a candidate or work against a candidate that really makes the difference. And so I just think that it's really going to depend a lot on how strong the citizen lobby is.
When would it take effect?
Because that was one of the issues that we discussed. I think it would take effect January of 15.
As far as exceptions, in California, they had exceptions for restaurants, I believe, and a few other things. Are there exceptions in this bill, or do all genetically modified foods need to be labeled?
There are some exceptions. We have the same exceptions from what I understand from the woman I was working with, Lena, who was very familiar with the California situation, that she felt that these exceptions were appropriate for getting the bill heard and making sure that, you know, it would pass if it was heard. And these were practical exceptions. When I looked at the exceptions, I thought, well, you know, why don't we just go, you know, full force here? But in talking to her, we just decided to make some exceptions that would make a coalition easier to build for the bill.
I agree with you. And I think that the important thing at this point is setting the stage, setting that precedent so that other states have the opportunity to follow our lead in this.
Absolutely. And so I think put the bill in the best posture that it can be in to make headway. I will be working the bill on my side, talking to my colleagues about it. We did get a House co-sponsor already, and I'm going to work on some other co-sponsors. And then we did get Senate sponsor, which was very important. And Senator Maria Sachs, who is a seasoned legislator, has the Senate version of the bill, which puts it in a better posture to move forward. If it didn't have a Senate companion, then, you know, the folks in the House kind of look at it like, well, you know, doesn't have a Senate companion. And so that can shade whether a bill gets agendaed or not. Sometimes
sure.
It can. So it's in the best posture, I think, that we could put it in.
We're talking with Representative Michelle Raywinkel-Vasalinda, representative in the state of Florida legislature. We thank you so much, and we hope that we can have you back on the show as this process continues.
Thank you, and I thank you for having me, and I will be happy to come back and give you updates as to how things are going. And I just hope your listeners put full force behind, you know, their efforts. They've got it this far, and I think they can take it all the way, and we will be working on our end.
You heard the representative. You've got to contact your local legislator and let them know that you're in support of this bill.
This is the time for you to stand. I mean, you brought this to my attention over 2 years ago when we started this radio program. And now we're asking you, as you listen to this program, to join with us. We're asking you to stand and let the members of the Agriculture Committee of the Florida House, and keep in touch with the Senate bill as well, 1728. But get in touch with those members of the House and make sure that this bill gets put on the agenda. Like she described, it has to be put on the agenda. Otherwise, it won't be discussed. Otherwise, it'll just die. It'll die in committee is the phrase. We don't want that to happen. This is Florida's chance to shine.
And you know what's really funny about this show is people tend to make assumptions about our political leanings. And I've said time and time again, I really don't have any. If the governor opposes signing this, if it does pass and he opposes signing it, he's going to face just a firestorm on this show. I'm serious.
And he should. And he will.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter to me. I just want it to pass, and I want it to be signed. I want Florida to be the state that makes this happen.
And nothing that is in that bill is unreasonable. Nothing in that bill is a burden on these businesses. And you know what? We're reading again.
I'm getting tired of that. Tired of hearing that it's going to hurt farms. You know what? If farmers are doing things that we should know about, then they should be called out, and it should be labeled, and people have the right to know.
People have the right to know what they're eating. What more basic fundamental right do we have than that, to know that we're drinking clean water and eating fresh food?
Do we have time to play that clip?
It's been big news the last couple of weeks that the food supply is not what it appears to be. I hate to break it to you haute cuisiners, but did you know that your Chilean sea bass is neither Chilean nor bass nor from the sea? It's koi from the pond out front. And your mahi-mahi is really made of mercury-drenched bottom feeders like tilefish that squirm along the ocean floor and occasionally provide legal representation for Donald Trump. And if you like sushi, you really don't know what you're eating, because those fish are mislabeled 74% of the time.
Yeah, well, we had to edit that very heavily.
We had to edit a lot. That was Bill Maher. If you want to hear the entire clip what he says about people who don't want to label genetically modified food, go to Eat St. Pete on Facebook, and you can see the entire unedited version of that clip.
All right, let me bring this back around. I want you to go to myfloridahouse.gov right now. If you don't know who your legislator is, it's a great place where you can find out. You just type in your address. They tell you who your legislator is in the Florida House. keep in touch with this bill. They have a button you can click, and you tell it, I want to follow House Bill 1233, and it will send you updates. Do that. And then get in touch with the members that are on that House Agriculture Committee and let them know you want this item, House Bill 1233, on the agenda. You want a fair hearing. Don't let this die in committee. That's the bottom line.
Exactly so. And when we come back, we're going to do our food news because we literally did not have time to do it at the open of the show. We actually had to bump another interview till next week. This really needs to be a two-hour show.
I told you.
I know.
We tried to cram 2 hours into one.
So stay with us. You're going to listen to Food News when Food Nation Radio comes right back.